Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see some sunshine across the listening area today as high temperatures warm up to near 85 and winds staying from the east at about 5 to 10. And then we'll see a chance of scattered thunderstorms developing later on tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 65. And then we'll see a chance of an isolated storm early on Thursday, otherwise sunshine, high of 92. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now it's 79.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Trump administration's navigable waters protection rule went into effect this week. It's a welcome move by farmers and ranchers. Correspondent Michael Clements with more.
The Navigable Waters Protection Rule, replacing the Waters of the U.S. rule, was allowed to go into effect this week after a judge in California denied a request to block the rule. Don Parrish, American Farm Bureau Federation Regulatory Affairs Senior Director, says the new rule is good for agriculture.
This is the first time ever where we have struggled with what is required in the Clean Water Act. Everything we have litigated thus far is about an overreach. This is going to be an interesting makeup, but the good news, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule is going into effect in every state and every territory except Colorado. That is a really good development for farmers and ranchers.
Next comes implementation, and Parrish says there is more work to do on behalf of farmers and ranchers.
Implementation is where the rubber meets the road. We're going to have to partner with this administration to ensure that the transparency and the clarity that the agencies wanted when they developed this rule, we want to make sure that we partner with them so that vision is realized. That means that we still have work to do.
Parrish says the new rule provides farmers and ranchers the clarity they need.
Legal challenges on the scope of the Clean Water Act is nothing new. We're going to continue to see back and forth, but I am very hopeful that when people understand that this rule is going to be protective of water quality, it's going to be protective of the environment, but yet provide the clarity that farmers and ranchers and landowners deserve, I hope they've come on board with the fact that this is a good rule.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And as Congress continues to debate another coronavirus aid package, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is suggesting that some tax rebates and directly mailed checks would be included. And the European Union could restrict travel to U.S. citizens as part of its reopening plan for next month. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Presbyterian Manor in Salina stated yesterday that one of their non-essential, non-direct resident care employees has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. KSN News reports the employee is in isolation and quarantined currently at home. The employee last worked on June 16th and passed the employee screening. They then called on June 17th and reported feeling unwell and was tested for the COVID-19 virus the next day. The Salina Presbyterian Manor has implemented a no-strict, no-visitor policy at the community and discontinued group activities for the entire campus. And a Kansas State House candidate endorsed by the state's leading anti-abortion group says his Republican primary opponent sought to damage his reputation by donating to Planned Parenthood under his name. Kansas.com reports that Patrick Penn, who's running for the House District 85 in East Wichita, says he filed a complaint with the Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission demanding an investigation into a $100 contribution that allegedly was made by current Representative Michael Capps, who's seeking re-election. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019 2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Authorities say three people staying in different rooms in a Wichita motel were shot and wounded early yesterday. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson said in a news release that the three heard shots being fired outside the Afton Motel and were struck around 1 a.m. The victims, two men aged 60 and 26 and a 25-year-old woman, were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. The police department have announced that the shooting is currently under investigation. And authorities say a passenger in a car that was reported stolen has been killed in a Topeka crash after police called off a pursuit. Police said in a news release that an officer attempted to stop the speeding car around 5:20 a.m. on Monday, about an hour after receiving a report that the vehicle had been stolen at gunpoint. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the officer lost sight of the vehicle and ended the pursuit. But a separate officer then observed the stolen vehicle being driven at a high rate of speed before it crashed into a pickup truck. Police said in the news release that the officers weren't in pursuit of the car at the time of the crash. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Wednesday.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The state has confirmed another 147 new coronavirus cases and five more deaths. The state's online tracking portal shows a total of 17,957 cases and now 249 deaths since the pandemic began. New rules that went into effect Monday allow bars, restaurants, and other venues to allow more people inside. China's decision to ban imports from a single Tyson Foods poultry plant where there was a coronavirus outbreak has raised concerns about the implications on the U.S. meat industry if the action is expanded to other plants. The short statement from the Chinese Customs Agency issued about suspending imports from the Springdale, Arkansas plant didn't offer any hint of whether the ban would be expanded. The country imposed a similar ban last week on pork imports from a German plant where a number of workers tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week. Public Works advised that onyx seal on the Herkimer and Bremen roads is complete. A bridge is needed in Rock Township on 25th Road between Navajo and Osage, which is impassable. Several budget requests were heard, including a $20,000 increase for the Register of Deeds, who has requested and budgeted moving part-time help to full-time due to increased document filings and record requests. Commissioners gave the Register of Deeds discretion to charge for requests according to the time it takes to process the request. Marshall County Partnership for Growth advised that a grant of $132,000 was allocated to the county. They have 23 businesses pre-qualified for some assistance through the grant. Friday, July 10th has been set as the deadline for businesses to apply. Recommendations will be brought to the board. Applications are available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website. The county health nurse presented an estimated cost for engineering services from CES Marysville for repair of the health department basement. The building is further settling, creating cracks in the walls and doors not fitting properly. The board recessed later in the day to tour the building. The emergency management director reported the county will receive federal SPARK dollars by the end of June. Estimated amount of money is $194 per person. Counties are encouraged to share these with schools and cities in the county. It's recommended that Marshall County form a task force consisting of community members to assist with allocation of the funds. Commissioners will need to pass the resolution once there is guidance. It was noted the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm project is going to be a long process. The board is encouraging patrons to submit written correspondence with concerns to the county clerk's office. The board will host a town hall meeting in the future to address those concerns with the community, and commissioners will set aside 30 minutes the first Monday each month to hear concerns with 5-minute increments for community members. Nemahal County commissioners opened discussion about comprehensive planning. They're hoping to recruit local people with experience in the comprehensive planning process to help choose a planner. That group will meet again next week with commissioners to discuss the next step in the process. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed and approved bid openings for culvert projects, highway striping, and bridge match projects, including three bridges for a total of $930,000. The sheriff's office is finishing up budget expenses, including purchase of two vehicles. Supervisors commended the department for keeping within their budgets this year for the sheriff and the jail.
Republic County Tuesday announced four new cases of COVID-19. These involve a family with travel history and no underlying health conditions. Contact tracing is underway. This doubles the number of cases in Republic County to date, with the other four reported sometime back. Due to a recent uptick in cases in Riley County to 124 as of Monday, with seven hospitalized, the local health officer has issued a revised order, effective initially for 2 weeks, reducing mass gathering size to 50 people, with restaurants and bars limited to 75% of occupancy, and encouraging businesses to take proactive measures to ensure compliance with CDC guidelines. A reminder that social distancing and related practices should always be in effect for residents. RSVP of Northeast Kansas has resumed volunteer income tax assistance and will be at the Helvering Center in Marysville Wednesdays, June 24th and July 1st, Tuesday, July 7th, and Wednesday, July 15th. They will be available from 9 to 11 and from 1 until 3. You must wear a mask, enter through the west door. You'll wait in your car. If you have a cell phone, please bring that along. One person per return allowed unless accompanying an elderly family member. For additional information, contact the RSVP office. Again, RSVP volunteer income tax assistance resumes at the Helvering Center Wednesdays, June 24th and July 1st, Tuesday, July 7th, and Wednesday, July 15th. Bryce J. Height, age 64, formerly of Marysville, passed away May 21st. A funeral service is planned Friday, June 26th, 10 a.m. at First Christian Church, Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bryce Height. Melba Coffey, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel for Melba Coffey.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here is your KNDY Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We'll see an area of high pressure continuing to dominate our weather for this afternoon, as we'll expect to see plenty of sunshine and high temperatures warming up in the low to mid 80s, and wind staying from the east at about 5 to 10. And then into later on tonight, we'll see a slight chance of some scatter showers and thunderstorms developing, mainly after 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies are expected overnight tonight, as we'll see low temperatures dropping down into the mid-60s. And then for Thursday, we'll see a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm early on in the morning. Otherwise, some sunshine will be expected throughout the day, and temperatures starting to warm back up into the upper 80s and the lower 90s, with wind staying from the south between 10 and 20. And then later on Thursday night, we'll begin to see a cold front making its way across the region, as we'll see a chance of storms on Thursday night, lows around 70. And then storms are likely on Friday, with high temperatures in the upper 80s near 90. I'm Nick Carlisle.
Reflections Hallmark 10-day sale is going on now. Get 20% off store-wide. Come and see what makes Reflections more than just your favorite Hallmark store, like summer clothing, garden decor, gifts for dad, collegiate merchandise, and of course, the largest selection of cards in the area. Hurry into Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville today, because this sale ends Wednesday.
Average high temperature late June, 87. Recent record high, 96 in 2009. The average low, 64. Record low, 53 in 2017. We were at 55 degrees this morning.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
We're a community ag bank. We're experienced and we're local. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
We seldom note its passing anymore, but Midsummer Day was once a magical day of legend. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 24th, the 176th day of the year. Boxing legend Jack Dempsey was born on this day, and in 1844, Charles Goodyear was granted a patent for vulcanized rubber. It's seldom observed these days, but today is Midsummer Day, once celebrated as the halfway point between planting and harvest. Midsummer Day, as you might expect, is the source of all kinds of folk tales. Weather lore says rain today could mean trouble for the hazel and walnut crops and bad news for corn. If you're in need of some extra luck, try a barefoot walk in the grass. The midsummer dew is said to have special healing power. And here's a legend they tell in Sweden. Old timers claim that in the midnight hour, humans can understand the language of animals. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. It looks like for now it's happening. Major League Baseball will return in late July after the league and players agreed on the final elements of a deal late yesterday. So what will the season look like? Details come from correspondent Rich Johnson.
It will be a 60-game season played over 66 days starting late next month. Players will report to training camps, mostly in their clubs' home cities, on July 1st. Both sides agreed on health and safety protocols Tuesday night for what will be by far the shortest season in baseball's modern history. After the long effort to find an agreement, Major League Baseball imposed the schedule on the players, giving them a prorated 37% of their full season salaries. I'm Rich Johnson.
According to the Associated Press, each team will play 10 games against each of its four division rivals and four games against each of the five clubs in the corresponding division in the other league. Mid-America Network Sports.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. And it's never been a better time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer on over 400 new Ford F-150s, Explorers, Rangers, Mustangs, and so much more. Now, Rusty at Ford will give you 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2019 and 2020 Fords in stock. 0% financing on every new vehicle in our lot and on all remaining new 2019 Ford F-150s. Get 0% APR financing for up to 84 months. Plus, get $3,000 off MSRP on every new 2019 F-150 in stock, even on Raptors. And you keep all discounts and Ford rebates. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty Act Ford or RustyActFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade. Office hours, selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Federal customers qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Limited term financing. Visit new tractor, Super Duty, 250 and 500. Office expires June 30th, 2020.
Authorities are now saying the noose found this week in Bubba Wallace's garage stall at Talladega had been there for months. Correspondent Clayton Neville says federal charges are not expected.
The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office say an investigation confirmed through video that the noose had been in that garage as early as October 2019. A crew member found it Sunday at the Alabama racetrack. NASCAR was alerted and the FBI opened an investigation. It was determined no federal crime was committed. Wallace is the lone black driver on NASCAR's top circuit and was an advocate for the banning of the Confederate flag at NASCAR venues and events.
Wallace says he's angry some members of the public are now questioning his integrity after the FBI said the noose found in his garage was there before his team moved in. Wallace says he's worked out of hundreds of garages and never seen a garage pole like the one found in his garage.
It was a noose that was whether tied in 2019 or whatever, it was a noose.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team seniors beat Fairbury 4-2 on Tuesday evening. Marysville at Valley Falls Friday and Sunday will host Doniphan County for a doubleheader. Games at 3 and 5 at Feldhausen Field.
Beautiful new exterior siding on your house is one of the best ways to increase its value. Hometown Lumber and Hardware is glad to offer LP Smart Siding. It comes in pre-finished colors or primed and ready to paint. LP Smart Siding features longer-lasting curb appeal, installs easily, and provides superior protection against hail, wind, moisture, and termites. Get the warmth of traditional wood with the durability of engineered wood. It's available in cedar grain texture or smooth finish at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
It is South Dakota's first state park, but when it was established over a century ago, one man was worried the pristine place would be lost for generations to come. The story of one of the country's best-known state parks is this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the 19-teens, Peter Norbeck took trips to South Dakota's Black Hills with the hopes of protecting the area for years to come. As governor, he helped establish the state's first state park. Custer State Park in 1919. Lydia Austin says when you read Norbeck's words about the event, you see that he had a very long view in mind.
He wanted to come back in 100 years and see it the same and see the expressions of the people's faces. And he said, that's what I want to be remembered for, not as a politician or anything. I'd rather be remembered as an artist of the Black Hills.
Lydia today oversees the interpretive programs at Custer State Park. Over a century ago, it was mostly ranchers here who had one main group of customers.
We didn't have a lot of mines. That's kind of what the Black Hills were known for at the time. A lot of the ranchers that were supplying the lumber and the food and stuff for that. Over time, Norbeck worked with them and bought them out and slowly absorbed all of those ranches into the state park that it is now.
The area was always scenic, but perhaps Norbeck saw even more potential to bring people here.
We were not a tourist destination at that time. He was just protecting the land, but he was actually instrumental in Mount Rushmore. He saw the potential of it, and he's one of the ones who got Guts and Borglum out here to create the tourist destination.
Work on Mount Rushmore began in 1927. At the time, it was very easy for early tourists to simply pass by the Black Hills on their way to another destination.
Everyone was going to Yellowstone, and so they wanted a tourist attraction to pull them down. They got Mount Rushmore going, and it did its job. It's pulled people down off the main roads into the Black Hills and shown them this beautiful area here. So he actually, that was one of his later ones before he passed away, was working with them to get Mount Rushmore established.
Norbeck died in 1936, and Mount Rushmore was not completed until the early 1940s. But he did accomplish his goal of protecting the hills and making it a destination for future generations. Traveling the countryside at Custer State Park, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 9:30 at Highway 99 and Charles Street at the south end of Frankfort. Selling a John Deere 3010 gas tractor. In good shape, sells the Great Bend hydraulic loader with 6-foot bucket. John Deere 2020 gas tractor, 3 sets of rear wheel weights, and a John Deere 47 loader with a 5-foot bucket. Later model John Deere A, 300 utility international gas tractor. 2M, an H, and a C Farmall tractor. 79 Ford 4-door, 43,000 actual miles. This car always in the garage, very good condition. 16-foot motorboat, Evinrude 70-horse motor, approximately 40 rods and reels. Antiques and collectibles include old hit-and-miss motors, Farmall H&M parts, couple of generators, power and hand tools, household items, selling 2 rings beginning at 11 a.m. This estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday begins at 9:30 at the south end of Frankfort at Highway 99 Charles Street. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. There will be an estate auction for the Schmidt Tater Trust Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 801 Frank Marshall Drive, the corner of 20th and North Streets in Marysville. Selling a 14-foot upright freezer, 19-foot bottom freezer refrigerator, modern oak curio cabinet, Lazy Boy recliners, leather love seat, 5-piece oak queen bedroom set, 4-piece sleep number queen bedroom set, 5 full-piece full-size bedroom set, 3 and 5 drawer chest of drawers, modern round oak table with 6 chairs, wicker patio set, wicker back chair, combination safe, metal file cabinet, exercise bike, kitchen items, car and pickup sell at 1 o'clock, including a 2006 Buick Lucerne, 25,700 miles, 86 GMC Caballero, 61,000 miles. Lawn and garden items include a rear-tine tiller, self-propelled mower, gas weeder, and electric hedge trimmer. This estate auction for the Schmidt Tater Trust Saturday begins at 10 a.m. the corner of 20th and North Streets, 801 Frank Marshall Drive in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you have bats in your belfry, put up a house for them where they can hang out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The proper location and structure will keep bats out of your home and help control insects when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
In our yard and see them swooping around at dusk and going after insects. We don't mind the bats, except if they get in the house. One way to discourage them from invading your space is to put up their own house. Rob Myers is the director of the Organization for Bat Conservation. He says bats are the primary predator of nighttime insects, including mosquitoes, moths, and beetles. A natural habitat for bats is often under peeling bark from dead trees. So the best place to install a bat house is on a pole or on the side of a building.
At least 15 feet off the ground, facing an open, sunny location. And even painting the bat house a dark brown or black color will absorb heat and help keep the bats warm, which is really important in spring and even cool summer nights when baby bats are not flying. So what you're looking to do is trying to simulate the loosened peeling bark of a dead tree.
Bats usually move in 1 to 6 months after you put up a house. If you install it this summer and don't see any bats using it by the end of next summer, move the house to another location. You can buy a ready-made bat house or make your own, but it needs to be the right size.
Make sure you have houses that have about a 3/4 inch spacing, and that is small enough to help make sure that predators can't get in there, but also big enough that they can move around. Bat houses that are taller and wider and deeper, in general, the larger the bat house, the better.
There is no floor in a bat house, so Maya says once a week or so, shine a flashlight into it to make sure no paper wasps have taken up residency. If they do, knock them out. Learn more about bat houses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I
was blind, but now I see.
The Bible tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. At the same time, it also tells us that those who love money will never have enough. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So, you're probably thankful for what you have, but do you ever think, if I just had a new house or a new car or new clothes, I would be content? It's simply human nature to want more. But the problem is, once you get that one thing you want, there's something else you have to have. It's truly a vicious cycle. With this mindset, you'll never have enough. So what's the solution? Ask God to guide your decisions about money. That will help you live a life of confidence, contentment, and generosity. And remember, God provides for our needs. And if you're grateful for what you have, it will help you feel like you have enough. A thought to help you be wise and thrive.
A pandemic-prompted initiative to help rural America prosper. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators to follow application safety best practices when using foliar pesticide products this season. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
If a pesticide is potentially harmful to bees, the label is going to list all the precautions that need to be taken during its application. So, for example, a label may not allow application to blooming crops or even weeds when bees are foraging in or around the treated area. Before applying pesticides, be aware of that crop's bloom stage and how attractive it is to pollinators. To avoid exposing pollinators to pesticides, the application timing on the label related to the blooming stage of the crop and any other plants in the area needs to be strictly observed.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Brandon, South Dakota farmer David Colesrud got the idea for Farmers for Innovation when he heard the president talking about tax incentives as a way to stimulate the pandemic-battered economy.
Well, I've been involved in the ethanol industry for 25 years. We've been doing stuff with wind energy. And a lot of these government policies that revolve around tax credits really lock out farmers and people in the Midwest.
Colesrud says Farmers for Innovation would do a couple of things. One is to create a farmer-funded investment vehicle to spur opportunities in rural America. The other, says Colesrud, is to let rural voices be heard.
The genesis of Farmers for Innovation is to have Main Street businesses, rural people having a seat at the table so that we can have fairness in these incentives that come out that are potentially being discussed right now. And so our goal is to have people sign up on the website. We don't sell the names. We don't do anything with the names, but it gives us a bigger, stronger voice in advocating for policy change.
Learn more at farmersforinnovation.net. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. It's also time we check in once again with the 2020 summer harvest updates. Harvest updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's take a look around the state as Southwest Kansas didn't receive any of the rains that the central portion of the state got over the weekend, so harvest has continued there, and the eastern portion did receive minimal rains over the weekend, and some farmers reported getting back into the fields as early as Monday and Tuesday. Matt Overturf from Skyland Grain and Johnson over in Staten County reported that the harvest began about a week ago, should be pretty much wrapped up in their western locations here by the weekend if they don't receive any rain. However, that is what they're looking for there. Overturf said that the acres are down in the area about 15 to 20% from last year, and the yields about half of last year as well. They'll only see about a third of last year's bushels in their locations. Overturf reported that in some areas in Stanton County, they've only received about an inch and a half of rain since last June. Jason Oaks, who farms near Syracuse in Hamilton County, began his harvest on June 17th, which was
was about the earliest in the area. It says yields have been highly variable, but should average about 30 bushels per acre. He did go on to say where the rains didn't hit, yields won't be as good. He said he has some fields that are yielding as low as 5 bushels per acre. His report, test weights are averaging about 60 pounds per bushel. Proteins are in the mid-11 so far. Oak said he'll have only about 30% more acres of wheat this fall because he had to prevent plant some of the fall crop acres due to the drought. He plants mainly hard white wheat and says the Kansas Wheat Alliance, Joe, has been performing well. He estimates Hamilton County is about 75% hard red winter and 30% hard white. Harvest will be complete for Oaks by June 28th if they don't receive any rain. But again, that would be a blessing for the area, which is desperately needed for fall crops. Harvest updates are brought to you by Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and
complete. Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Environmental Protection Agency released an updated list of small refiner exemptions that shows smaller refiners have filed 52 gap year SRE petitions. Those petitions cover renewable fuel standard compliance from 2011 through 2018. Biomass Magazine says the filing is to circumvent a recent ruling from the 10th Circuit Court that struck down three SREs approved by the EPA. The ruling also determined that the agency cannot extend exemptions to any small refiner whose earlier temporary exemption had lapsed. Two of the nation's key renewable fuel groups have reacted to that announcement. The National Biodiesel Board asking EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler to immediately reject the petitions that cover those compliance years. Kurt Kavarik, the Vice President of Federal Affairs for the Biodiesel Board, says EPA's consideration of small refiner exemptions petition goes back to 2011, flies in the face of a recent 10th Circuit Court decision. Growth Energy says the gap filings are designed to reconstitute a continuous string of exemptions to circumvent court limits on new oil industry handouts. The backlog of hogs in states hit hardest by the meatpacking industry crisis is just now easing up a bit. Hundreds of thousands of hogs were killed by producers who had nowhere to send the animals for processing. While that number is short of the initial slaughter estimates of millions of hogs, the industry still needs financial assistance to cover the cost of euthanizing animals, as well for the price losses from COVID-19. They're also asking for help getting mental health resources for farmers who are understandably disturbed by having to kill their animals for disposal. Producers have gone to great lengths to reduce the backlog and avoid on-farm slaughter, but some have been shipping hogs to processors out of state or selling directly to individuals looking to stockpile meat. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again. Orion Samuelson with you to talk about another activity that has been on hold now for a few months. I'll talk about it after this message. If you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and really who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's Flura.com. As you take a look at this summer and spring, it's been an extremely unusual year for a lot of people, and particularly those in agriculture. We have had to shut down activities that attracted a lot of people to keep the disease from spreading. That's why when I received a news release from West Fargo, North Dakota this week, I found it interesting. The Steffes Group will return to live auctions when bidders gather in Horace, North Dakota on the 8th of July. That will mark 117 days that the company's most recent auction was held. But meanwhile, the company has continued with scores of successful online auctions, virtual technology, and they have continued to have scores of successful online auctions of machinery, land, and other assets. And they admit that they have had amazing results with the online auctions, with great outcomes and satisfied customers. But some farmers have always looked forward to a live auction upon their retirement. And Scott Steffes, who is the president of the company, said, "Candidly, we're auctioneers. Live bidding is in our DNA, and we'll be excited to get back to it." More live auctions will follow. A major farm retirement auction will follow on July 23rd in Halleck, Minnesota, and the company is now accepting consignments for its regionally famous Ag Iron West Fargo event with live on-site bidding on July 29th. We've never slowed down, even when we had to go about some things without live bidding, but we're glad to be able to offer live bidding events that so many of our sellers and bidders alike enjoy. So the company will be celebrating the 60th anniversary. They're celebrating 60 years of service in farm auction activity this year. And we expect, he said, to be announcing those plans in the very near future. In the anniversary celebrations, he said, the company will spotlight the Steffes brand promise that has guided the company's operations through the decades. The brand promise is on the company's website. So again, in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Montana, Illinois, and Nebraska, live auctions will be underway beginning next month. Hallelujah. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Forest farming provides extra income while you're waiting for the trees to mature. Almost any plant that thrives in shade can be grown among the trees on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
If you own a woodland, make money from more than just the trees. Some landowners also grow specialty products between the trees, such as nuts, fruit, berries, and decorative ornamentals. Dave Moorhead is a professor of silviculture at the University of Georgia. He says while you're waiting for high-quality trees to grow for their wood products, non-timber types of crops can be grown in conjunction with the trees by modifying the shade level.
When you plant a stand, you can put wide rows where they'll have plenty of light and then have thick rows of trees or multiple rows of trees as borders within the stand so that, again, you're kind of managing two systems on the same piece of property.
Forest farming also diversifies the landscape by reestablishing native plants and attracting a variety of wildlife species. If your trees are in a conservation reserve program or CRP, Moorhead says there are limits to harvesting a saleable commodity.
We have some folks that establish these stands under the CRP program, and their intention is on raking pine straw out of there. And so what they'll do is they're going to maintain that stand as long as they possibly can and rake pine straw because that's a very lucrative opportunity for them in most of our markets in the South. And so as soon as their contract obligation expires, then they'll begin raking straw out of those stands.
You'll need to know your market. Contact your extension office or Department of Agriculture to see who might be interested in purchasing your products. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about growing crops in the forest at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Wednesday. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, of course, on the concerns that the coronavirus case jump continues to climb, the stock market today plunging, and in fact, at one point, the Dow Jones over 600 points in the red. So not a very positive middle portion of the week for the stock markets. Into the ag commodities today, we are still seeing a mostly mixed day through the grains and the livestock. We'll go ahead and start with the grains as corn, after a couple of days of lower numbers, are finally back into the green. July is up 1 3/4 to 326 3/4. September's up the same 1 3/4 mark, sitting at 330 3/4. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat have all turned more negative. However, spring wheat seeing some more higher numbers. July Kansas City wheat specifically down 1 1/2 to 433 1/2. September KC wheat down 1 3/4 to 441 3/4. A mixed day for the oil seeds, but the soybeans themselves are red. July beans down 0.75 cents to 874 1/4. August down 2 to $8.70 a bushel. July soybean oil also in the red, down 30 points to 27.86. But the meal still in the green and growing. July's up a full 1 to 287.30. Mixed to sharply lower in the cotton. The immediate month for July, cotton down 104 to 62 even. But October actually gained 16 points to 60.50. Mixed to now mostly lower into the livestock. Kind of turn for the worst here as June live cattle still up 80 cents to 94.32. But weaker in all of the back months. August down 70 to 96.50. And now nothing but but red for the volatile feeder cattle complex. August down 32 cents to 132.87. September down 45 to 134.02. And the lean hogs also lower, triple digits, in fact, in areas, with July down 87 to 46.02. August down $1.02 to 51.47. Sharp losses for energy as well. Crude oil down 220 today, back down to 38.17 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses 8 cents a gallon, sitting at 121. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.